huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
I think it's a misunderstood thing, the concept of a millionaire. Hi, it's Rob. This will be a quick one, but I think an important one on the three types of millionaires that are there, that are out there, that you could become. Maybe you want to choose which one you want to become. I think it's a misunderstood thing, the concept of a millionaire. And I'll tell you what I think the new millionaire is as well, because it's not a millionaire. All right, the three types of millionaire then. Number one is the asset millionaire. Number two is the net worth millionaire. And number three is the liquid millionaire, which is a development of the cash millionaire that Forbes define. We'll come to that. And then I'll share with you what I actually think is the new millionaire. So, asset millionaire is, hey, I'm Rob Moore and I've got £1 million worth of property and I'm an asset millionaire. But I'm not really going to tell you that I got £1.2 million worth of debt on my £1 million property portfolio. So an asset millionaire is someone who's got an asset base of £1 million. But I mean, in real net worth terms, that means absolutely nothing, because you could have £1 million worth of assets, let's say real estate. And then you could have £1.2 million worth of debt. I've known people like that. Or you could have £800,000 worth of debt, but you're still nowhere near a millionaire. But why does it count, in terms of me telling you the three types of millionaire? It counts. Reason number one is because people talk about it. So you need to know. And reason number two is it's a nice benchmark. Like if you're a zero-er right now, and that's okay, every winner was once a beginner, every master was once a disaster. I'm a zero-er, but I got a positive attitude. If you're a zero-er, then getting to an asset millionaire is kind of your first benchmark along the way. Then the next checkpoint is the net worth millionaire. Now, this is the definition that most people will tell you about is a real millionaire. That is where you've got assets minus liabilities of net 1 million or more. You've got £5 million worth of assets, £4 million worth of debt on those assets. You're clear. 1 million. Now that is technically making you a millionaire, a net worth millionaire. The only problem is, if it's not liquid, it can be a real problem. And you can be a multi-millionaire in assets and net worth, but still be in quite a what would we call the word? I wouldn't say a bad financial position. I'd say a vulnerable financial position. If there was a correction, a recession, a pandemic, a lockdown, a fire sale, a change of your situation or circumstances. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that's keeping you through any difficult situation is cash flow, baby. Not even just cash, it's cash flow. You can have cash and burn it all. If you've got regular cash flow, then you can survive any financial disaster. Lockdown, pandemic, crash, recession. Bring it on, because I got cash flow. All right. The next type, the highest type of millionaire is what I call the liquid millionaire. Now, Forbes, their measure of millionaire status, because Forbes measure millionaires as well as billionaires. Forbes have a measure, which actually I don't think is that accurate. And I think it's a bit outdated. And I'm going to tell you about that. But Forbes measure of a real millionaire is must have 10, 50 million, 100 million minimum. But it's dumb to have £1 million in cash. Even if even in the bank, even if you are worth 50 million, it's dumb to have £1 million or more than £1 million to take £1 million straight out in cash or, in your account, in your bank account. So I call a liquid millionaire a millionaire who can get access to £1 million very quickly. Now, if you're a property investor, you can't get access to £1 million very quickly unless you've got a massive load of cash flow. Whereas if you are a liquid millionaire, it means you can access £1 million very quickly, 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. And I call that a liquid millionaire. And that is the highest level of millionaire. So we've got asset millionaire, we've got net worth millionaire, and then we've got liquid millionaire. But one more thing I'll finish on. I hope you found this useful, by the way. It's a little bit of a shorter episode. I'm giving you some shorter content just because it's kind of fun. I mean, my disruptive entrepreneur, the last episode was 2 hours long. So you got a bit of short and long. In fact, I'm doing short, mini, midi and long. The final thing I've got to say is that being a millionaire is not enough anymore. You need to be a deca-millionaire. People always ask me, Rob, how much is enough? How much money is enough? Not £1 million. Not £1 million net worth. At least 10 million. I know because I've been there. And if you want to survive for 20, 30, 40 years and you don't want to have to work for the rest of your life, I would say a deca-millionaire is the new millionaire. So if you found this useful, hit the share button. Facebook are killing the reach. Instagram reach is not so good. You know, our brother needs some help. So hit the share button if you found this useful. The audio version of this will go on the Money Podcast. So if you do like my money-related content, then make sure you're subscribed to my Money Podcast. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. When all is said and done, and if you're listening, please do share my Money Podcast across the world. Love you all, you legends. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.